You're listening to SBS News.
One United States senator is calling it Big Tech's Big Tobacco moment. Social media is doing children harm, and a congressional hearing called Protecting Kids Online is investigating what the companies know and what they're doing about it. This time, it was bosses from TikTok, YouTube and Snapchat being grilled. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn was among those asking the questions.
It seems like every day that I hear stories about kids and teens who are suffering after interacting with TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat. Kids as young as 9 have died doing viral challenges on TikTok. And we've seen teen girls lured into inappropriate sexual relationships with predators on Snapchat. Your parents, how can you allow this? How can you allow this?
The hearings by the Senate Commerce Subcommittee are investigating how tech companies treat young audiences. In particular, they're looking at how algorithms and product design choices can amplify harms, addiction, and privacy intrusions. Earlier this month, the Wall Street Journal revealed internal Facebook research linking Instagram to teen suicide and body image issues. Former Facebook employee Frances Haugen told the Senate hearings Instagram was knowingly causing harm to teenagers. This week, the whistleblower was giving similar testimony to a parliamentary hearing in the United Kingdom.
When kids describe their usage of Instagram, Facebook's own research describes it as an addict's narrative. As an addict's narrative. The kids say, this makes me unhappy. I feel like I don't have the ability to control my usage of it. And I feel that if I left, I'd be ostracized. I am deeply worried that it may not be possible to make Instagram safe for a 14-year-old. And I sincerely doubt it's possible to make it safe for a 10-year-old.
Frances Haugen says Facebook should be doing more to keep young kids off Instagram.
Facebook can make a huge dent on this if they wanted to, and they don't because they know that young users are the future of the platform, and the earlier they get them, the more likely they'll get them hooked.
Facebook denies Ms. Haugen's claims. Back in the US, the Senate hearings have now broadened their inquiries to other social media platforms that are popular with teenagers. Executives from video sharing app TikTok, the multimedia messaging app Snapchat, and video channel YouTube lined up to promote their company's child safety measures. Jennifer Stout is Vice President of Global Public Policy at Snap Inc., Snapchat's parent company.
We take into account the unique sensitivities of young people. We intentionally make it harder for strangers to find minors by not allowing public profiles for users under 18. We have long deployed age-gating tools to prevent minors from viewing age-regulated content and ads. We make no effort and have no plans to market to young children. Individuals under the age of 13 are not permitted to create Snapchat accounts, and if we find them, we remove them.
YouTube's Vice President of Government Affairs and Public Policy, Leslie Miller, told the hearing her platform's policies prohibit contact that exploits or endangers minors.
Using a combination of machine learning and human reviewers across the globe, we commit significant time and resources to removing this harmful content as quickly as possible. Between April and June of this year, we removed nearly 1.8 million videos for violations of our child safety policies, of which about 85% were removed before they had 10 views. We are constantly working to improve our safeguards.
Senators also raised concerns the Chinese-owned TikTok would give the data of its American users to the Chinese government. Michael Beckerman, TikTok's vice president and head of public policy for the Americas, denied that was the case. And Mr. Beckerman told the hearing that TikTok has built in many safeguards to protect teenagers as they grow up.
For example, people under 16 have their accounts set to private automatically. They can't host live streams, and they can't send direct messages on our platform. And we don't allow anyone to send off-platform videos, images, or links via direct messaging. These are perhaps underappreciated product choices that go a long way to protect teens. And we made these decisions, which are counter to industry norms or our own short-term growth interests, because we're committed to do what's right in building for the long term.
But the senators appeared unmoved by the testimony. Chair of the subcommittee, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, read aloud a text message sent by the family of a teenager who struggled with an eating disorder, which they felt was exacerbated by TikTok.
Quote, I've watched the entire hearing. I just heard the senator refer to our experience. Mr. Beckerman is lying that her experience is atypical. That is not true. My daughter's TikTok feed was inundated with suicide ideation videos, self-harm videos, and anorexia videos because she was feeling depressed and searched for videos on this topic.
Senator Blumenthal told the hearings the same stories of harm are coming up time and time again.
This moment is for big tech, a big tobacco moment. And I think there's a lot of truth to that contention because it is a moment of reckoning. The fact is that like big tobacco, big tech has lured teens despite knowing its products can be harmful. It sought to associate itself with celebrities, fashion, and beauty, everything that appeals to young audiences.
Senator Blumenthal wants stronger laws to regulate social media companies.
You cannot trust big tech with your kids. Parents of America cannot trust these apps with their children. We need stronger rules to protect children online, real transparency, real accountability. I want a market where the competition is to protect children, not to exploit them.
Anna Hickey Moody is a professor of media and communication at RMIT University. She says the safety measures outlined by the big tech bosses don't convince her they're taking the issue seriously.
The conversations need to be about organisational change and cultural change, not just about algorithms and bots, because it's not just algorithms and bots that are protecting the children, it's people. And, you know, cultures that understand appropriate content for children and that have some empathy and care. And I think what's so distressing is the lack of empathy and care that has been proven and demonstrated in the track record that these companies have shown.
And she says more can be done to keep children safe online.
I think that it's not just about technology, as I've said. I think that we need laws that are about corporate culture having a responsibility for the publics that are served in the same way that, you know, a concert organiser might be held accountable for a concert where a lot of kids die because it's too hot and there's no water or no air. If you're creating online spaces, you have a responsibility to care for those users in the same way that you do if you're having a children's rave.
In Australia, a new Online Safety Act will take effect from next January. The legislation will strengthen the powers of the eSafety Commissioner and the Communications Minister to protect Australians from online harm and includes new industry codes for the tech giants. Anna Hickey Moody says efforts to regulate big tech in Australia are commendable, but parents and families still carry the load when it comes to protecting children from online harm.
So I understand that parents are in a really difficult situation, and I don't think that we can suggest that there's a right and a wrong. I do think that having open and honest conversations with your kids is the most important thing. So I think you're better off having a really open relationship about your kids' social media use that rather than, you know, having them lie to you about social media or, you know, or have, feel like they have to do things behind your back. But I do think being involved in lobbying for some kind of ethical mandate for the corporations is something that all parents and Australians need to do.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.